Hey, happy to have you with us. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. This is The Chat. Glad you're here. And happy to have in studio Steve and Tina Qualls, pastors of Christ Point Church in Sparta. Steve, thanks for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having us, Dwight.
Well, absolutely. Tina, good to have you
here.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Good to have you here. I appreciate it. Got to visit with you folks a couple of weeks ago, got to know you and meet you and know some folks that go to your church, and I thought, I'm just going to have them on the chat, and I'm really glad you're here.
You can't judge us by those.
Yeah.
You can't judge us by those people.
Good people.
And good people,
listen,
absolutely.
I knew about you guys before I actually met you.
Great.
Knew about your church before I met you, and all of them were just glowing remarks. I thought, they love you, love the church, and they were growing so much in their walk over there. And it's good to get to know you better. Good to get to spend time with you. Steve, how did it happen? Were you raised in a Christian home? Were you how'd you come to the Lord?
I would say yes and no.
Okay.
See, here's the quick flower. I was raised in church until I was six, and then we never entered a church again.
After you were 6 years old?
After 6 years old. Just,
something must have happened.
Yes, mm-hmm. Something happened. It was just one of those things,
yeah,
you know, those church
you.
Hurt things. And I just never, not another moment in a church until Tina and I met. And then we visited church. And then the third week in September, 1988, we just both went to the altar, gave our hearts to the Lord, and we just started working for the Lord. We didn't know any better. We thought everybody did that.
You didn't know, didn't have anything to unlearn.
No.
So you're out of church since you were 6 years old. Do you have a church background?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Okay.
My father was a minister.
You were a good influence on him.
Well,
you?
I don't know, but I was raised in church my whole life.
So you were like me. You started church 9 months before you were born.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, it was probably about two before I started church, but
yeah.
I was raised in church.
Well, how did you meet? Tell me about that.
Well, it's an interesting story. My mother and I were watching movies one Sunday night and after church, and she said, hey, I want you to return these movies to a video store, a local video store. And just so happened, it was Steve's first day at that video store.
You were working there.
It was my first day, yes.
I need to mention Cross Point Church is in Sparta, by the way.
Yes, yeah, it's Sparta.
Sparta. Okay.
Now, this particular meeting was in McMinnville.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you grew up in McMinnville?
No. I grew up in White County in Sparta.
Okay. I grew up in McMinnville.
You did.
Yes.
Okay. So you returned the movies to the video store.
Yes. And
Steve was working there his first day.
His first day. And I turned them in under my sister's name. And he knew my sister. And he said, oh, I know your sister. And we got to talking.
Uh-huh.
But
he asked you to marry him?
She chased after me.
Actually, that day was just kind of a sad story, but it was a good story as well. My mother was at the same time Steve and I met. My mother was in a car accident and was killed.
The same day.
Oh, she introduced me and Steve, but she never met him.
Wow. Same day. Mm-hmm. And that was 1988?
1985.
No, that was 1985. That
okay.
was just before Christmas, 1985.
I see. Mm-hmm. So you all get to know each other. Mm-hmm. You meet at the video store. You start seeing each other. And then you come to the Lord at the same time, same place. Steve, how did that happen?
Well, we weren't good little boys and girls for a little while.
Yeah, I
and,
got you. We've all been there.
So, yeah. And so we don't judge anyone by their past. So what we had done was we began to start having a life together. We got married in 1986. And Tina wanted to go to church. I didn't. And I started having these visions that I was going to die. And it to the point to where I was young. I was 21 years old and I got life insurance. And so I went and got life insurance. What had happened was that was just the Lord telling me, you know, you're dying. You need to come to me. And so we were invited to church. I was a ditch digger. I even wrote a book about it. I was a ditch digger, and my dad's business partner, he and I were in a ditch, standing knee deep in muddy water, repairing a water main break.
Yeah.
And he invited me to church, and of course I didn't go. And he invited me again, and I didn't go. And I promised him I would. 6 months later, we went. And
you and Tina.
Tina mm-hmm. and I went together.
And a church in Sparta or McMinnville?
Yes, it's church okay. in Sparta.
Yeah, church in Sparta. And, that's the value of inviting someone.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they will come if you invite them. If you don't invite them, they probably won't.
We have not because we ask not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So what had happened was I was going to go where he invited me. I knew nothing about the church, a little Nazarene church in Sparta. And the second time we went, we both held hands, walked to the altar together, left side, and I believe the whole church prayed with us. It seemed there wasn't a lot of people there at the time. Wasn't a lot of people, so I think everyone prayed with us.
Wow.
It was that third week in September.
No,
that third
kidding.
Sunday. Yes.
Yeah. Had you become a Christian before then, Tina?
I had just walked away from the Lord for a time. So yeah.
I started going to church 9 months before I was born. Now, there was a season in my life where if I'd been accused of being a Christian, there wouldn't have been enough evidence to convict me.
Yeah, correct.
So we've all kind of been there. I say all. I mean, I've been there and sort of done that. So, so now you're on track with the Lord. Were you married at the time or not?
Yes.
Okay. You were married at the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then somewhere along the way, God starts dealing with one or both of you about ministry. How'd that happen, Steve?
Well, I had been tricked. I had been tricked into a Sunday school superintendent's position.
Oh, okay.
I was very young in the Lord, and we had been walking with the Lord, learning and growing. Had wonderful mentors, wonderful, wonderful mentors. And as I was doing the Sunday school count, I walked under the lintel of connecting the two rooms, and I'll never forget, the Lord showed me a vision of me in youth ministry. Every bit of it, if you know how visions are, you see the entirety of the play in an instant.
Yeah.
And I went back and I told the secretary, I said, I believe God just called me to youth ministry. And she said, well, it's not going to be here because there's not a place for you here. And 3 months later, those people had that were in that position had slipped out, took another position, and God placed us in that position as youth pastors.
No kidding. So you knew in your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something you were thinking about. It's not something you contemplated. It just, and I know what you knew and you know her, your heart of hearts. Hey, this is God's plan for me right now. I'm going to be a youth minister. Now, did he come down to you with you, Tina? How did he? We got about 30 seconds left.
Okay. We both told me about it, and we decided that we were going to move into that ministry because that's what God had said, and we could not deny that. And we did. We served for 17 years about
in that church in the youth ministry.
Well, in two different churches in youth ministry.
Wow. Well, I want us to pick that story up right there when we come back. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I'm visiting with Steve and Tina Qualls, pastors at Christ Point Church in Sparta. So happy that they could be with us today on the chat. You stay with us. The chat continues in just a moment. We're back on the chat. Happy to have you with us. Very glad to have in studio today pastors of Christ Point Church in Sparta, Tennessee, Steve and Tina Qualls. And you've heard they're coming to the Lord. And you heard just Steve share just a moment ago about all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, the Holy Spirit talks to you and you're supposed to be involved in youth ministry. There wasn't a position open in that church. The youth pastors left that church. Here you are and you plug into youth ministry, which you did at two different churches for a period of 17 years. How'd that work out for you, Tina? How was youth ministry?
It was wonderful. When God calls you to something, he gives you a love and a passion for it.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
Man, we just were on a roller coaster ride the whole time and
loved
it.
This is in Sparta?
It's in Sparta.
Both times in Sparta. And God blessed us with amazing youth groups. We had to rent other buildings in order to accommodate the youth that God sent to us. So it was just amazing. We loved every moment of it.
Wow.
And learned so much.
Our cupboards were always bare and our floors were always full of kids.
Absolutely.
That is what a ministry that is. I mean, and it's got to be a calling for you. But I'm sure as you look back on those 17 years, the lives you touched and the lives that were changed and yourself, you go into something to be a blessing, but you end up walking away really more the blessed than the blessing.
Absolutely.
What do you recall, Steve, about those years? What leaps out at you as some great memories about youth ministry for 17 years?
I would say the volume of kids that went through our youth groups, the ones that, and I say it this way a lot, there's some that are missionaries. There's some that are pastors.
Yes.
Many are serving in their churches. Some are in jail.
Yeah.
Some are in trouble. Some are destitute. We loved all of them. We loved them, everyone. We accepted them. We opened arms, and you know, they loved us. And I was the one that could gather them, and Tina's the one that could keep them in line.
Oh, okay.
So she had no problem keeping them in line. Didn't matter how big they were, she could keep them in line. I could gather them.
You got them together. You kept them in line.
Yeah.
And that, so you kind of balanced out.
Oh, yeah.
How good does it feel, Tina, when one of those 17 years, I mean, when one of the, you see one of those folks that you minister to and with in town or somewhere, and they say, "Do you remember when we?" I mean, that's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. Everywhere we go, we see kids that used to be in the youth group. And actually, now that we are in lead pastorate, we have many of them that come to the church.
To the church
where
you pastor now.
And several of them actually are serving, you know, in other churches, but a lot of them are attending church at Christ Point. So what a blessing that is. Just an absolute blessing.
And their kids are there, their little children's running around everywhere. You know, you just see it duplicating itself again.
And to know that, you know, isn't it a great thing to know that God used you.
Yeah.
God, and it's God, you're the vehicle, I mean, but God used you to make a difference in their life, to help form and shape them. You know, and the older I get, the more when you walk away from a situation, you say, man, I was just used by God. There's nothing like that, is there, Steve? I mean, there's nothing like knowing that God used you to do something. To him be the glory.
Amen.
It's
there's
his anointing, his power. We know all that. But he said, man, God just used me. I mean, I tear up sometimes almost
honor
thinking
and
about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I look at it this way. It was told to us once in some course of studies is that people are driving by this facility by the hundreds every hour, thousands a day. God could have called them, but he didn't. He called me.
Yeah.
And that's humbling.
Yeah.
That is humbling. And when we look at that and we say, okay, he could have called somebody else, but for this particular mission, for this particular time, for such a time as this, it was our position. And we didn't take it lightly.
Yeah. Now, when Steve knew that he was called to youth ministry, that's not something that you resisted at all. You said, okay, if that's what we're supposed to do, let's be about it. Is that pretty much the way it went?
Absolutely it is. Steve and I have done everything together from the time we've met to now. We continue to do everything together.
Aren't you glad you watched videos and got to take them back to the store?
Absolutely, yes. But we have always done this together. So it just came natural. We both share that heart. We share the heart of what God has called us to. So we just don't know any other way.
How long ago was it that, when did you leave the youth ministry and start doing like what you're doing now? I mean, has there been a few years?
Well, it's been a few years. We actually had transitioned into a dual role at our church, a denomination at the time, or still is, but we were there and we had transitioned from, we were serving as youth pastors, but we're also serving as the executive or associate pastor.
Yeah.
And we did that dual role for a while. And one night, I couldn't see my notes very well at about 45 years old. And that was just it. I said, I'm finished because,
you finished being a youth pastor?
I was finished being youth. God had released me just in an instant, as quickly as he called me. He released me.
isn't that amazing that we can know the voice of the Holy Spirit? I mean, you knew like that youth ministry, and then you knew like that, okay, you were totally at peace about, okay, and you knew there was something next.
Yeah.
You just didn't know what it, maybe you didn't know what it was at the time, but you just had that peace in your heart, that velvety kind of experience, not an audible voice, but really louder than that inside that you knew, okay, I'm done with this. And there are those just seasons in your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think timing is very important because at some point Tina and I spoke about it together, obviously, before we sat down. We had a large youth team, team that we worked with, and we started realizing that we feel like maybe we're absorbing their anointing. So we need to get out of their way because it was their lands to conquer now, and we were to be to step back and let them do their thing.
But we never entered into any facet of ministry as a hierarchy. We never thought that there's a next step necessarily. We just wanted to serve.
Yeah.
And God just has led us to those next steps.
Yeah.
And when he leads us to those next steps, he releases us from that other season.
And you have the peace in your heart that settles it. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and we were talking about ministry, and I said, I'm noticing in my life that the things that seem to work out the best and ministry get involved with, they just kind of come to you.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. You don't have to knock doors down. I mean, I'm not saying it's not work and you have to be persistent. I get that. But they just sort of show up.
That's right.
And it's kind of God's will work there. When they show up and it's God's plan for your life and you just step into that door. And then when that's finished, you kind of move to the next without even knowing what's next. You know, life is really about trusting God, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
And nothing's ever wasted on the vision.
Yeah.
In other words, we can't despise our journey.
Yeah.
And I can't despise that I had to go through this because this is what maybe opened the doors for me for the next season.
Yeah. I think that's true. I had a pastor one time that he used this term I'd never heard before, but it's come to mean a whole lot to me called unconscious preparation. We were being unconsciously prepared for what's next. Right. And I found in my life that all the experiences I've had and sometimes the mistakes that I've made have unconsciously prepared me for the next season in my life. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, I was doing this and it was good, but it was really kind of getting me ready for this. And then we did this and it was getting me ready for this. So it's good to serve an all-knowing God.
Amen.
It's good to serve an all-knowing God. Hey, we're glad you could join us today and happy to have with me today Steve and Tina. Steve and Tina Qualls, pastor of Christ Point in Sparta, back with more of our conversation in just a moment. Hey, we're happy you're here. I'm your host, Dwight Henry. This is The Chat. Christ Point Church pastor Steve and Tina Qualls are with us today. We've heard about your coming to Christ, and we've heard about your youth ministry. Christ Point Church. Tina, tell me about Christ Point. How did it happen that you... how did it find you, or how did you find it, or did you found the church? I don't know.
Well, we were contacted by a group of people and was asked to come and talk to them. And
the church already existed.
It did exist.
Okay.
It was on the brink of closing.
Okay.
There was only six people there whenever they contacted us. But it was Steve's probably got a better recollection of this than what I do.
Yeah.
Well, what had happened was. We had begged the Lord to get us out of Sparta. We had served at two churches on, two opposite ends of the town for 20 something years. And Lord, get us out of town. Please just lead us somewhere else. And those doors were closing and it was a terrible experience. We called it the Dark Ages. And during this time, the church, it was a different, church at that point, and they were suffering pretty badly. And
you're talking about Cross Point now.
It was called something else, but it had another name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, had another name, and I asked. We went in, and we were asked to come in, and we sat down and talked with them, and did like a little interview, round table interview with those six people, those six units, those six entities, and. We decided that we were going to test the waters to see if God was ordaining what we all felt like He was calling us to. So, Mother's Day 2013 was our first Sunday
at Christ Point.
At Christ Point Church,
which was called something else. Okay.
Yeah, and within the next month, we relaunched everything, reimaged everything, renamed everything, and started Christ Point Church from the ground up. So, we did own our facility, so that was a blessing.
Yeah.
One thing that's so interesting is that a common thread that God has used in our life, in our ministry, is that every time that we have started something, youth groups, whatever the case may be, we started with six. And
really?
Christ Point Church was the same.
Six people.
Six people every time. Yeah.
Wow. And that, you said 2013, it'd be what, 9 years ago?
Nine years, May.
So you've been lead pastors there for 9 years.
Nine years.
Wow, they're inspired.
And now we have two campuses.
Tell me about that.
We have two campuses.
Okay.
In 2018, we launched a campus in Smithville.
Okay.
Our vision is that no one's coming out of ministerial trainings excited to go into a small community. They want to go to the metropolitan communities. They're not excited to come to these small communities, so we wanted to replicate ourselves, take the culture of Christ Point Church into the small community, but yet still love in that same way that we love. So we have a second campus there. They're very healthy, very, very healthy.
So Cross Point, your location in Sparta for folks who...
It's on the square. We're between the amphitheater and the Oldham's Theater. So
easy to find.
If you go to the courthouse, you'll see us.
13 Liberty Square.
Yeah, and your location in Smithfield?
It's at 614 Murphy Street.
Okay.
And that is directly behind Bumpers and Ace Hardware.
Oh, Bumpers. I know exactly where
that everybody
is.
Knows Bumpers.
Everybody knows Bumpers in Smithville.
You turn at Bumpers, you'll see us on the left.
So you get great locations, both of them. Service times at both churches.
Okay. At Sparta, we have a 9:15 and 11 o'clock service.
On Sunday morning.
And at Smithville, we had an 11 a.m. service. We do have both campuses, we have Wednesday night services.
Yeah.
And there's a big youth nights. We do a lot of electives, a lot of studies, those kinds of things.
I want to come to something you just said, Steve, and Tina, you can comment on this too. So you served at two churches in Sparta for 20 years total. Mm-hmm. And you were saying, God, get us out of Sparta.
Yeah.
And then God says, stay in Sparta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it just like God sometimes? Yeah. Say, whoa, guys, now we're not down here.
Yeah.
I mean, so when did you know, no, we're not supposed to leave Sparta. We're supposed to stay in Sparta.
Yeah,
nothing about bad about Sparta. I'm just saying.
No,
I've been in those places where I said, God, get me out of here. And he said, no, you're just not really getting in here.
Right. Well, the problem is Sparta is our town. We're very community oriented. We do the Freedom Celebration at the 4th of July every year in Sparta.
The Lester Flat thing.
Lester Flat. Yeah, we do our tree lighting. Our church organizes every bit of those two events. But we're White County people. I mean, I just felt like I had worn out myself there, Tina and I.
Yeah.
And we just wanted a fresh start somewhere else. That's just not what God called us to. And, the story is that a lady spoke a word over us in a prophetic word over us when we were transitioning out of the church we were in. And she said, I just wanted to tell you, she said, God's going to pour out new wine, new oil on you, and he's going to call you. He's got a work for you to do, but it's not going to come from the north, south, east, or west. It's going to come from within.
Ooh.
And we tried out for churches in East Tennessee, South Tennessee, West Tennessee, and in the northern part of our county, and nothing happened. And
You knew you were supposed to be in ministry.
We knew that.
Somewhere in it.
Oh, yes.
And there's a part of your mind that wanted to be somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we knew that. So a friend of ours, she said, tell me about the church. And I said, well, I'm just waiting on God to write it on a road sign.
Yeah.
And I said, I guess I'm just waiting on him to audibly tell me that this is where we're supposed to be. And I told her that north, south, east, or west. And she told me, she goes, well, I'm telling you what the Lord sounds like. He sounds like me. Get in there and get to work. And she's like a ministry mother to us. And,
oh, wow.
And she pushed us over the edge.
We already knew because we walked in. When we walked in, there was something that God had placed on our heart that was very, very dear to me and Steve. And it was, I know it sounds like cliche, but it was welcome home.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, there was a big banner. There
was
a big banner that said welcome home. And we knew without a shadow of a doubt that God told us to use welcome home. And so when we walked in there, we knew it was the place that we needed
and
to be.
And you and six other people. Well, no, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Six
other
folks.
When I say six units, a husband and wife is a unit. So there were six of us, or six and Tina and I, and we've grown a lot since.
Yeah, and that was 2013.
Yeah.
You stepped out, so we believe this is where God, and the rest is history. I mean, good history.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good history. Yeah.
As I say, I know some folks that they go to your church there, and they just, a great family, and they just couldn't say enough good things about you two as pastors of the church. Isn't it a good thing just to, like you say, wait on the Lord? And that word wait, I study that word, they that wait upon the Lord. And it literally, it's not a passive thing. It's that literally word in Hebrew means to bind together by twisting.
Mm.
To bind together, you take strings of a rope and you twist them together. We bind together by twisting ourselves around God, by listening to his voice, by staying in his word, by hearing, by obeying.
Amen.
And that's what you've done, and that's what made Cross Point work. Well, this has been fun, y'all.
Yes.
This has been so much. Let's do this again sometime, okay?
Absolutely.
I look forward to it. Hey, Steve and Tina Qualls have been my guests today, pastors of Christ Point Church in Sparta, also with a campus in Smithville. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you, Dwight, for having us.
Join us next time for The Chat.